Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
DZ.
What up?
I was racing to work because I have a little victory, and it involves something I saw on my way to work.
Okay, so talk about it.
Somebody on a street I drive to work is selling a golf cart.
What?
Are you in or are you in?
I mean, not without knowing the price, but yes.
Who cares? I flipped a full U and went, eh! It's some random house in the middle of Sunny Slope, and it has a golf cart for sale. And I don't know how much. I just saw the for sale sign. I was like,
what kind of conditions are we talking? Does it look?
It looks good.
Is it a two-seater or a four-seater?
I think it was four.
Four? Oh, that's
DZ,
luxury.
Let's do this.
Hey, you think I'm playing because the only reason I'm not driving is because I technically can, but if I could put my foot up on a golf cart, I could drive with my left foot. Say less. You know
do
what? Say
you
less.
Hear what I'm saying?
I'm sorry it took me so long to say, yeah, let's spend money for no reason and buy a golf cart.
Not for no reason. You could drive it all over Bayview for all I care.
You think it's...
I don't know if it's legal. I don't
Hold
care.
On. But my thing is,
DZ, there's a golf cart for sale, and it's somebody we could go buy it right now.
There's golf cart communities in Florida. Why is there not one in Bayview?
See?
I'm
Why not?
Nope, I'm with it.
Let's go.
Little victories. We're buying a golf cart.
Let's go. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Buenos dias. I know I was so excited on my drive to work this morning. If you missed Little Victories a few minutes ago, I said I was excited because I saw a golf cart for sale on my way to work. So I was like, DZ, come on. Have you thought about it since Little Victories? Are you definitely in? Do you want to go halfsies on the golf cart I saw? How much are they?
I mean, it really...
How much do they cost?
That's why I was asking whether it was a two-seater, four-seater, what condition it looked like. Because all that varies on the price of this. It could be between, we could catch a nice deal and somebody could just be wanting to get rid of it for a couple G's.
Right.
Or it could be a $20,000, you know, golf cart.
Do they cost 20 grand?
Some do, some don't. Depends on how nice they are. Did the rims look chrome?
I'm getting a Kia for 20 grand. I'm not going to get a golf cart for 20 grand.
It's the same size.
Thank you. No, thank you. Okay, no. Absolutely not.
If that's no, don't back out on the golf cart now, man.
I'm backing out on the golf cart.
No, don't do it. I'm in.
Okay, you guys, I have to tell you. So DZ is back in the studio. This is our fourth day now.
Mm-hmm.
We got Neo tickets second row coming up at 7:45, but it's your fourth day.
You're doing too many numbers right now.
Sorry.
One, two, four, six, eight. Who
sorry,
do you
I'm all over the place. DZ, hey, DZ.
Shut up, dog.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Don't think I won't start to cheer right now, dude.
I'm trying my hardest not to join.
I know it's your... 2, 4, 6, 8 Who do we appreciate? DZ, I knew you'd jump in on that.
Allie, hey, okay.
I knew you were too fun to not join in.
It's day 4 of me in the studio.
And you are now today actually on the couch. Okay, so let me explain this to people. You started in the chair.
Technically, I started on the couch Monday too.
And then you migrated went over to the chair, and then you migrated back to the couch today. And I have a feeling that there's a story for why you're on the couch today,
DZ. There might just be, dog.
And it's going to involve the question of the day. All right, let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Aw, poor DZ. The question of the day is, how long does it take you to fall asleep? And the reason we're going there is because of what happened to DZ last night. Go ahead. We're going to sit back now and talk to you about your trauma, DZ. Why did you... You started on the couch when you came back in the studio. You got in the chair. Now you're back in the couch. Why are you back on the couch today? What happened last night?
It's all about feeling sensation and how my knee does day to day.
Okay.
Yesterday was my first water PT session. I'll tell y'all a little bit more about that, you know, later on.
Well, I saw it on the Instagram reel Kiss posted that you were back in the water, which was really exciting.
It was really exciting.
You can see it on our Instagrams as well.
Yep. But, you know, finally got back in the water, did my physical therapy there. But they told me, hey, there's a chance you're going to be sore, DZ. There's a chance your leg's going to stiffen up. You might be a little more swelled up because you're getting into water. You're putting more weight on and you're not feeling it because you're in water.
Right.
They were right. So I was sore. And then I tried to go to sleep.
I was going to say, I'm assuming you went home and you fell asleep right away, since the question of the day is, how quick does it take you to fall asleep?
No, I did not fall asleep right away.
Why not? You weren't tired?
Because only one of us in our household, between my wife and I, Aaron, falls asleep easily.
Oh.
And it's her.
Oh.
Yeah, she'd be knocking out within 5 seconds of hitting the pillow.
What's
or
wrong
less.
With that? That's great.
She goes zero to in 2.2. She's faster than a Ferrari.
What I love is when I asked you, Erin can fall asleep. She's just probably a tired mom. You go, no, she's the baby.
She's the baby in the family. She can just fall asleep.
And I went, oh, I'm the baby too. Makes sense. Yep. We just
Granted,
fall asleep.
She is mom tired. It's on top of her already being able to just knock out whenever, however.
No, she's the baby. It makes sense. As the baby of my family, I understand what you mean when you say she could just fall asleep anywhere.
I'm not the same way.
Yeah.
She can, I can't, right? Yeah. I roll around. I got to, you know, get comfortable. I tend to just move until I feel good.
And let's be real, you have your anxiety, right? You lay around, you think about things like
yep.
I do. I feel you, dude.
I don't fall asleep easy as it is, and then add soreness after knee surgery or after PT from knee surgery on top of that.
Yeah.
I don't fall asleep for at least a good hour to 3 hours.
What?
It takes me a while to fall asleep.
3 hours from when you lay down, dude?
Sometimes.
Come on, DZ.
Yeah, I hate to admit
it.
Yeah, I mean, and I'd rather lay there watching something or doing something than with my eyes closed, because I've proven it that every single time I don't fall asleep under an hour. There's no way.
Never. Wow. Okay, the question of the day is, how quickly do you fall asleep? You can text or call 414-533-1037. So, DZ, you're saying it takes an hour to 3 hours, and you slept like garbage because your wife falls asleep right away, and she was snoring, basically.
Well, and she'd be snoring so loud. I woke her up last night. She was snoring so loud.
Do you not normally wake her up?
No, I normally can thug it out and fall asleep eventually.
Thug it out.
But I was on, like, hour two of being awake after having physically tried to go to sleep, and I went, baby, I'm sorry, but do you mind maybe rolling around somewhere different?
You're so nice. I would have been like, shut up.
That was after contemplating covering her face with a pillow.
Oh,
so I guess I was nice.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
So saucy. Good morning, saucy.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay. So the question of the day is, how quickly do you fall asleep? You heard DZ is, actually looks like he might doze off in the middle of the show, which I support because, you know, I can be the pilot.
Quick little nappy poo.
Take a nap in between breaks, DZ.
Why not?
Sandra, seriously, how quick? I never call her Sandra. That sounded weird.
Yeah, that did sound weird. I ain't gonna lie.
You know, saucy.
Saucy.
I can't call you Sandra. That didn't make any sense. Saucy. How quickly do you fall asleep?
When I was younger, my friends used to think I had narcolepsy because I would fall asleep like nothing.
Knock it off. Really?
Now that I'm older, My mind just reeling and
responsibilities. When you're young, you don't have any. When you're an adult, you have responsibilities, and you're stressed out all the damn time. That's why I look at my kids and I go, you have no idea.
You got so
none.
Good.
I was like, you're stressed out? You're stressed out?
You're stressed? we're about my life.
Come on.
Right? Sometimes my kid the other day, I sent him outside to mow the grass, and he goes out there. 2 minutes later, he comes back and he goes, I'm dripping. And I said, listen, Ron, you're dripping?
Ronnie.
I work outside in this.
Ronnie, this is a tree.
And mow that lawn.
Amen.
A tree you don't want to bark on, my boy. Just
girl,
let it go, Ronnie.
Oh, mm-hmm. These kids have no idea. Mom's sweating, Mom. I've been out there for 2 minutes. Ah,
right? Like, really? Whatever. I've been out there for the last 10 hours, kid.
Well, Saucy, I hope you sleep better tonight. You and DZ both.
Oh, my fingers are crossed.
All right. We'll talk to you later, girlfriend.
Much love. Bye, guys.
Peace, Sauce.
All right, 414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling. And we're going to talk to you next. How quickly do you fall asleep? I didn't even tell you.
You don't.
I tend to fall asleep pretty quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say, you don't have trouble sleeping.
Well, there's Ambien involved.
Oh, that's right.
It's called prescription drugs, DZ. Thank you. Thank you to my psychiatrist. Thank you very much.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
How quickly do you fall asleep? That is the question of the day, because DZ slept like hell. In fact, he's on the Kiss FM couch, and I told him, take a nap if you need, because his wife wouldn't stop snoring.
Sorry, I've just been Aaron. Sleeping like hell, period. Well, that ain't even my wife. It's my knee.
Well, you're in pain.
Yeah.
And at one point, I was laughing because your foot is twitching this morning because of your physical therapy. Like, you're having spasms, right?
Yeah. My foot, my knee, my whole leg be spasming when it won't.
So I went over. I started talking to his foot, you guys. His foot's up, raised up, and I was like, hey there, how you doing? Twitched. It was doing the Morse code to me back. I was like,
it was cursing you out. That's what it was doing. You was trying to pick a fight with my foot.
I was like, what up? You want to talk? How you doing?
What you trying to do? Square up.
Oh, man. Well, Jesse from Sheboygan texted in and said, Team DZ, it takes at least an hour to fall asleep, even if I'm exhausted, usually 2 to 3 hours. Dang.
Can't help it. Hey to Jesse.
That's crazy. Well, I'm going to go to Waylon, our 7-year-old in Wabaca. Waylon, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, if you tell me it takes you a long time to fall asleep, I'm going to be very upset.
So third grade be hard.
It is. Wait till you get to fifth grade math. Jeez.
Oh, Lord. Oh, no, how long, Waylon?
Waylon, how long?
When I'm really tired, it takes me 5 seconds.
Five seconds?
That's quick.
That's a world record.
That's quick.
That's a world record.
And what if you're not tired, Waylon?
It takes me 2 to 3 hours.
Oh,
see?
What do you do when you're trying to fall asleep, though, Waylon? What's your method? What's your sleep
good
method?
Question.
I usually listen to something called a Tony.
A what?
It's his little box that plays stories. We've got them at home. They're amazing. We love our Tonys.
A Tony.
Yep. It's like a music box. Imagine it.
That's
magnetized, and that, say you got like a Spider-Man, you know, action figure. It's got magnets on the bottom that when you put it on the top, it'll start to play a story, and we've got a Hulk one.
How much are they? Nothing. Expensive.
No,
the they're expensive.
The box is expensive.
Oh, never
give
mind.
Take. But then the
Waylon's mom, how much are they?
The story's about $20 a piece.
Oh.
And it's some cool little action figure.
TikTok always has specials.
Yeah. What'd she say?
TikTok always has specials.
Ah, very nice.
We got one as a present. So, you know, we don't know how much it costs.
That's really cool. A Tony. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. Well, Waylon, thanks for sharing today. You have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Bye. Oh my gosh, he's so cute.
Hope it doesn't take him 3 hours to fall asleep today.
I swear. Well, now that I've learned something new, I didn't know about this Tony machine.
They're newer things. We didn't either. They are amazing.
I've never heard of this before. So we're asking you how long it takes to fall asleep. DZ had a rough night with his wife snoring. So let's go to the OG Lori at Timmerman Airport up in Brown Deer. Hey, girl.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Wepa, wepa.
Buenos dias, Lori. How long does it take you to fall asleep?
First of all, I have a little dilemma. What the hell is sleep?
True.
Right. You know what? Never mind. Thanks for calling.
Okay, OG. Okay.
You know what? You're right. And as you get older, you sleep less. And so, Lori, and you're the OG of the OG. You're more OG than me. So I'm like, girl.
She know about no sleep.
It gets worse.
So she's real team no sleep.
You know, and once you get to my ripe old age, it's like never ending. It's never ending. Mm-hmm. You get, my alarm goes off at 4 a.m. because I start work at 6 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah, you're always up. Mm-hmm.
The dogs wake me up whenever they want.
Yep.
So, mm-hmm. like this morning, my girl got me up at 2:15 because she wanted to go outside.
Oh, no, thanks. Lord. I'd be like, unsubscribe, denied.
Better strengthen that bladder, girl.
Here's the thing, though. With all this hot weather that we've had,
yeah.
they have been very limited to going outside.
Nighttime
they've been
when it's
getting
cool.
no exercise. They go out, you know, basically when they got a potty and come back. And last night it was so cool. It was just like, you know.
It was a break. It was a break for them.
Totally. Totally.
I let them out because it's dark. There's no sun. It's cool.
Nope. And because you're awake. Yeah. You don't sleep.
No sleep.
Depending upon if they get me up at 3:30, I just stay up.
Yeah.
If they get me up at midnight, 1, 2 o'clock,
oh, you
I put
come
them
on.
In the yard.
Yep.
I lock the patio door behind them and I go back to bed.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Amen. I mean, well, somebody texted in and said, I can't stand when my husband says he didn't get enough sleep because he's asleep in 5 seconds while I stare at him snoring for an hour.
It be like that.
That's DZ's
life.
Well,
and then if it's not the dogs getting me up, it's the hot flashes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, now.
It be like that.
Amen. All right, Lori, love you. Thanks for calling.
Love you, too. Have a good day, guys.
Bye. Last but not least, one of our newest regulars is on the phone, and he's a Belieber, so he picked Justin Bieber as his theme song. Mike in Racine, he's our volleyball player, professional volleyball player. Welcome to the Regulars Club, Mike. Good morning.
Mike, what up? Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I love
Thank
it when
you,
they start speaking Espanol with us. Let's go.
As a Colombian, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate that a lot, mm-hmm. man. It makes me feel good.
Mike,
you... Estudio Espanol en Universidad.
Oh, o sea que hablas un poquito. You speak a little bit.
Yo hablo Espanol. And you'll see also, también.
También.
I remembered one word.
I get what you mean. I get what you mean.
We acted, no.
All
respect,
right.
Mike.
So, Mike, you said you have a good story for us, because the question of the day is, how quick does it take to fall asleep? So I have no idea. Are you a quick one?
Yeah, so it's not related to that, but yesterday I was giving, like, private volleyball lessons for a kid, and one of the moms asked me, hey, do you call into the radio? And I said, yeah, to Allie and DZ all the time.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, because my friend texted me and was like, oh, that's got to be Mike from Racine.
Volleyball Mike getting recognized, baby. Yeah.
Mike, you're a regular now, a superstar. So did you go?
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's awesome.
You were like, yeah, that's me. What up? Did you sign an autograph? What happened next?
No.
It probably took him 5 hours to fall asleep after getting recognized. He loved it.
You know what's so funny is Mike works so hard to be a professional volleyball player, and then he gets recognized for being
from Allie and DZ.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So somebody thinks they made the wrong career move? Is that what we're working with today?
Unfortunately, that's exactly what we're working with today.
This is like everybody in the world. I mean, very few. The other day, Hudson said, Mom, most people don't like their jobs. I go, no kidding.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I go, I'm very blessed.
99% of people don't
hate
like their jobs.
Their jobs. Yeah. Exactly. We're very lucky that we enjoy and are passionate about radio and our jobs. So what is the problem today? Because you can call or text at 414-533-1037. Is it a man or a woman?
I guess we got to decide.
We don't know.
No, we don't know.
Okay.
Well, I know, but I ain't going to tell you.
Okay, fine. Tell me.
We'll decide at the end what we think it's a man or a woman or their name. How about that?
What's the problemo?
Says they're 23, a recent college grad, and they feel like they picked the wrong career. They majored in psychology and realized in the last few semesters of school that they didn't really even want to do it.
Oh, my God.
They felt burnt out.
They're about to graduate?
They already graduated.
Oh, God.
Recent college grad.
Oh, God.
They were already burnt out, but they felt like it was too late to change, so they just finished out and graduated. Now they got no idea what they actually want to do. They say, I haven't been able to find a job in psychology, so I've been applying to office and administration jobs, entry-level stuff, but still feel no luck. They're stressed, feel completely washed out, and like they ruined their life by picking psychology as a career. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
They feel like they're wasting their time. They feel like they wasted time, money already in college.
Yeah.
But that their family are remaining supportive, but worried that they're going to lose faith, that they're going to stay unemployed. So they haven't been able to find a job. Recent college grad. I'm assuming they graduated, what, a few months ago or whatever?
Yeah, probably in like May or June.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? There's plenty jobs out there, but I'm not getting any. Am I doomed?
Okay, so wait, you're not getting any, but you also don't want to do it, or?
They don't want to get a job in psychology. They feel burned out. Dang, they feel like they chose the wrong career.
That's so bad.
They chose the wrong major, if you will.
Yeah, this is so many people, too. This is why I stress out about making that when kids go in at 18 and they have no clue what they want. I mean, think how old you were when you truly figured out what you want to do with your life. You thought you knew.
But you
didn't. Maybe you fell into something like us.
Fair.
But a lot of people... It changed so much from 18 to 25 alone. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a big transitional, become an adult, live on your own, figure things out, pay for your own bills, have responsibilities, to make such big decisions and go into so much debt, by the way, for a lot of people.
For a lot.
My dad was a college professor. You know, he ran a doctorate program, you guys. He is a educator. My mom was a teacher and a school psychologist. My sister's a principal. They're all educators. I still tell Owen and Hudson, you don't have to go to college if you don't know what you want to do.
And you can figure it out slowly. Don't waste your money, dude. Seriously.
Yeah.
Figure it out slowly. Go when you're ready. And if you realize that you're not ready or you think you can do what you want to do without college. Now, I feel great. I love the fact that I went to school. Shout out Lakeland, right?
Yeah.
Put me through 4 years, helped me out. It gave me the guidance I needed to figure out what I really wanted to do.
For sure. Right? Your college experience was great.
I went in thinking, oh, I'm going to be in education. I'm going to be a teacher. I'm going to be this. And very quickly realized through those gen eds that you take that's not the case.
Yeah.
But I didn't have the experience where I got to my last semesters and then went, oh, this isn't what I want to do whatsoever.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You can't get caught up. You can't get caught up.
Kind of living your life.
But you're also sitting there feeling, oh, I got to get a job in psychology. And since you did it, now you're going, I got to get a job in administration. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You can get a job in anything. You could do absolutely whatever you want. If you really want to do something, you could flip burgers at McDonald's.
That's true. You could actually
go back to school till you figure something else out. There's trade school.
That's true.
There's so many options for things that you can do. But we limit ourselves once we get this higher education, this quote-unquote higher education.
We think we're too good to do those jobs because now I have a degree.
No, we're not.
Blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, you're not. Go do what makes you happy. I don't even have my degree. You know, I didn't even graduate.
Yeah.
I left college because I got a full-time job in radio in Wausau, and I moved away. I was working full-time at a radio station and going to college, and I went, I don't need to go to college. Yeah. I have a full-time job. What am I doing?
As a four-year college graduate that graduated for communication with Spanish, all of these things, had I been presented with an opportunity to be full-time on radio while I was in school, and they're like, hey, and then the crossroads hit of, do you want to continue your career? Do you want to finish out school?
Yeah.
I always have that satisfaction in my mind that I could go back.
Sure.
I could go back to school.
You can.
Whenever.
And you can, right?
And I can.
So that's exactly right.
It's never a limitation. Mm-hmm. I don't want that to be a limitation, but it already is for this person. They already graduated, and they feel like they got to get a career in their field. You don't.
No, absolutely.
You don't.
You know what? So, hold on. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi. This is Karen from Tishigan.
Oh, Karen, good morning. Karen's was an educator.
True.
No, I'm not.
I thought you were a teacher.
Didn't you say you were never a teacher
before you went to work for the school district? Oh, never mind.
No, I do payroll for the school district.
I'm such a moron.
Can I just agree?
I'm like, don't you teach kids? She's like, I do payroll, Allie.
No,
that's hysterical.
I pay the teachers that teach your kids, baby.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Keep it up. Thank you. All right. So, Karen, what is your advice? This person wrote in and they graduated this year and with a psychology degree, and now they don't even think they want to do it.
What do you even do with a job in psychology? For real.
Well, I mean, all kinds of things.
My son has got one more semester, and he's graduating with a degree in psychology. Now, he wants to be a school psychologist.
You could do all kinds of things, yeah.
Aside from being a psychologist, what can you do is my question. Like, besides being a psychologist.
Oh.
You can work in HR.
Yeah.
You can work in... so many different things. I can't even think of them off the top of my head. Anything that you're dealing with people.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's, you know, you could say I have a degree in psychology. I work with people well, right? Because of those. Yeah.
Because of X, Y,
yes,
Z, right?
Absolutely.
I got a communication major. That leaves me open to do so many things. I could do sales. I could do, yeah, you know, presenting. I could be a teacher. I could X, Y, Z into another hosting job, whatever.
Yeah.
Being a psychologist, I would think, yeah, you got to be a psychologist.
Yep. It says mental health, social services, education, human resources. I Googled. Yeah. What can you do with a degree in psychology?
Yeah.
Clinical psychologist, psychotherapist.
A psychologist, you have to go to grad school. Which
forensic psychologist.
So, yeah.
A sports psychologist, a neuropsychologist.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds. Marketing and advertising, it says you could use that to apply to consumer behavior.
You could get paid.
There you go.
Why they're looking for advertise or administrative jobs.
Maybe this is how we're helping them by telling them there's more. You're not opening your mind enough.
Right.
What other jobs could they do with this psychology degree? That's where we're going to help them out today. I like that.
All right, Karen, thank you. Yeah. You know what? Okay. We needed you today.
That part.
Even if it's just for payroll. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Payroll. Just payroll.
No, it's not just payroll. It's never just payroll.
They need you. We all need you.
Okay.
You're part of the system. Trust me. We need you.
Love you guys.
We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Yeah, of all the people you could cut at our company, the payroll one
ain't it.
Nope, I need them. I need them in my life.
HR,
okay.
They could go.
Please,
payroll, keep them.
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so DZ, the problem today comes from a listener who just graduated and doesn't know what to do, right?
Yeah, they got a job in psychology, recent 23-year-old grad, they got a degree in psychology, recent 23-year-old grad,
yeah,
and are having trouble getting jobs. So they started applying for other jobs like in administration, office work, but they feel doomed. They feel like they picked the wrong career because they can't get a job and feel like they're about to be unemployed.
This sucks.
And with no family faith left.
Well, Caitlin's in Menominee Falls this morning. Hi, Caitlin. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
You heard us talking about this, obviously, about this issue. So what's your advice?
So I did the one-year college thing, found out it really wasn't for me. I got into food and beverage at a college, was there for about 10 years. Then I was traveling for Insomnia Cookies for a while, and then my friend...
Yum.
Was like, I think you should get into hotels. I was like, nah, I know nothing about hotels.
Right. Hospitality, right.
Hospitality, that's a fun...
People go to school for that.
Like, when I lived in Vegas, I met so many people who worked in VIP sections at these big casinos, and they had gone to school for hospitality, and they made so much money tips and VIP clients, like in hot... Oh, you have no idea how much money you can make in hospitality if you know what you're
doing. Caitlin might.
Caitlin might. Okay. So they say hotels, you say no, where were we?
I literally went and I had a food and beverage position, and then I loved it so much. Within a year, I became an assistant general manager of a hotel, and now I'm becoming a GM, hopefully, within the next few years.
Amazing.
Let's go, Caitlin. That's what I'm talking about.
Congratulations. I love it when someone finds a job, they find some passion, and sometimes that passion comes from growth.
Yep.
So the fact is, it might have been that you saw growth and that, I can work my way up, and that is what turns me on about this position, is that there's growth, versus sometimes we get stagnant and we're like, well, I'm not challenged. I'm bored.
Yeah.
This isn't stimulating my mind.
Don't feel like it's making me a better person.
Yeah. No, but if you can constantly move up and become a GM, I mean, she's moving, you know?
And even after saying that's not what I want to do, she didn't fight her fate, if you will. Because pay attention to the fact that she still went and tried school.
Yeah.
College doesn't necessarily mean you have to graduate. Sometimes you figure out whether it's for you or not just by trying it and going.
Well, sometimes you go for the associates and you get the core stuff done and you have an associate's degree until you know what you want to do, maybe more specific.
Yeah.
You can do that too, even.
From an associate's to a master's and doctorate, all of it has different places for different people.
Yeah.
And sometimes you go, listen, I don't need this to get to where I want to get to. And look at this GM now. What hotel are you at so we can be best friends?
where do you work?
I'm not quite a GM, but I'm the Delta in Menominee Falls.
Wepa. That's cool.
Oh, nice. Well, now I know where I'm going to stay in Menominee Falls.
Yeah, I'm name dropping Caitlin ASAP.
Hey, girl. All right, Caitlin, thanks for calling. We're glad you found your passion. Bye.
Bye. We love what you do. You want to work a day in your life.
Gets me so excited to hear people like excited about growth.
And enjoy what they do.
Ambitious people get me excited because I feel ambitious in my core, you know, and I think you are too. So when I hear people that are like, oh, there's growth and we're moving. I don't know. It's a turn on. I'm
that
just
part.
Saying.
No, that
especially,
part.
You know, for real. Okay, let's go to last but not least. Oh, she's a psychologist. She has a psychology degree. So she wanted to give her input today.
Are we trying to help them out?
Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah.
He said, are we trying to help him? Amanda, we
have a psychologist there, right?
We needed your opinion. Don't listen to DZ. Forget him.
Jokes.
So you have your degree, and people are texting in all kinds of things, Amanda, saying 988 crisis counselor, always hiring. Mm-hmm. In insurance, they need clinical reviewers. Maybe they mean that's what you can do with a psychology degree. So talk to us, Amanda.
They probably pay well, too.
Yeah, so I have my degree in psychology and my bachelor's degree, and you really can go so many different directions.
Okay.
So if you can do marketing, you can do business, even if you really don't want to be in psychology.
Sure.
Be a psychologist,
I
right.
love it. Yeah, there's so many different areas. I think that was the best degree to get, honestly, because you can go so many different directions with that.
Well, think about it. You could even, if you don't mind sales, you could do a psychology, like, whole crazy shebang workup on somebody and end up selling people millions of dollars worth of stuff because you know how the brain works.
Yeah.
Exactly. The mind is everything.
And then somebody texted in, how are they not able to find a job? There's a shortage of psychologists. It takes months just to book an appointment with one. They're not wrong.
They say
that. It takes, honest to God, I never mind. I'm not going to get into this. It depends on where you're at.
It's cap that they don't want to work in psychology. That's why they're trying to figure out something different to do. Mm-hmm. They said, I felt burnt out, but it was too late to switch majors, so I just finished with the degree.
They got to do something else.
They don't want to be a psychologist.
So is that the advice, you guys, that they need to do something else with that degree?
Yes.
So, Amanda, what are they going to do?
That's an option. I mean, I started off as a mental health technician, and I love that job. All I did was watch NASCAR racing with my clients and talk to them. So, you can do that.
Made good money, too.
Wait a second.
Yeah, good money watching TV.
That's what we do. We
good
talk to people and watch NASCAR. What the? Hold on. Are you okay?
No, but we're going to get there.
I love it when we're honest. I'm not okay either because, DZ, look at this. I just went to the bathroom while we were playing that song.
Yeah.
Look, you see it? You see it, don't you?
Did you rip your leggings?
No, my butt ripped. My butt's so big. Thank you, BBL. My butt.
Shout out to Loom, because I'm surgery at Med Spa.
Shout out to Loom. Love my BBL. Look at this. Look, I got a hole in my pants.
Yeah, that's not fun.
That's from my big butt.
It's from my big butt.
It's also because I ate too much over vacation, but that's nobody asked, okay?
Dude, why'd you tell?
I literally have a hole in my... I've got to go home and change before I go to the gym. It's not enough that you can see it, but it's enough that you can see it's got a hole in it.
And it'd be one thing if you had like a baggier shirt, but that thing is threading at the seam.
No, I'm wearing gym clothes. I have to go home and change.
You're wearing compression tight gym clothes. You gotta,
with a hole.
With a hole.
Sorry, my butt to bro.
Or go to the gym and you have the best workout of your life.
That's true. And
everybody
they're
gonna be cheering you on.
And I'm gonna be like, why is everyone staring at me?
Ali.
Butts hanging out. Okay, this is not about me though. It's about you. Nothing
about me.
We talked about my butt stuff yesterday with the colonoscopy.
I got no butt stuff to talk about.
Thank God. Because you went to PT in the water yesterday.
Yep.
And I am dying to hear about this. I saw a little video because Kiss FM posted a reel last night about what everybody was doing in their own time. And I saw you were at the pool.
I had to.
So, okay. How long has it been since your surgery?
This is week 7. I'm now 7 weeks out.
The first time you got to get in a pool.
It was my first water therapy session because I go to PT over at the Aurora Farm, or not pharmacy, the Aurora location off of Layton. Get off like 794 and make that right.
Layton's huge. Oh, yeah. How many times a week do you go to physical therapy?
Once a week. They started me off, I was going, I think, twice a week at first. And then now I've just been once a week and then as aggressive as I can be at home because PT, most of the PT, the bulk of it, happens on my own time.
You do it on your own.
Yeah.
Like in the studio when I see you doing exercises.
Doing exercises, lifts, all that stuff. That's what I've been doing at home.
Yeah. All right. So was it awesome?
Yes and no.
Because I see you're dying today.
I'm dying today.
Like, you're struggling today.
It was really nice to get in water. And shout out my therapist because she put me on game and said, just listen. tomorrow, tonight, just be on the lookout for soreness. Had I not been able to prepare myself mentally, this would have taken me out. Because when I woke up this morning, I was sore. Speaking of butt stuff, I guess I do got butt stuff.
Is your butt hurt?
It's
your butt cheeks?
From my sciatic, from like, you know, my lower back, through the glutes, through the hamstrings, into the legs.
You're not using those muscles. You showed me yesterday, you go, look, my legs are different sizes because you've been using one way more than the other. So one is really skinny and one's like, you know, all muscle now.
My right leg is literally like a toothpick compared to my left leg. And my right leg was always my strong leg. That was the boot. For real. That was my kicking leg, man. Now it's barely my standing leg. But this now means I can go in water. Mm-hmm. I'm not cleared to swim.
Okay.
But shout out to Princeton Club because they got that little
baby pool.
The baby pool. And outside. they also have the lazy river that's more of like a therapy pool.
Oh, dude.
That I could walk around in.
People don't know. Like, it's the best kept secret. They got a little mini. Like,
I hate telling people that it's got like so many little honey holes in there.
They got a little mini water park. I don't want anybody to know. I'm like, no, don't come to my pool.
You don't got to go to the Dells.
I know we're supposed to get people to go there, but don't come there.
It's great. Princeton Club is phenomenal because they also got a physical therapist, and you know Jeremy, my trainer, he knows a bunch of stuff. So you already said, bro, when you get back, once you can, make sure you're getting in the water, make sure you're strengthening that leg, because it's not going to be just lifting weights. It's getting back my full range of motion and mechanics. I think that's my hang up right now. You know, my ankle isn't moving the normal way. My knee isn't moving the normal way.
You can't drive yet.
Right.
So it's like you have months still before you're in the gym, right?
Wow.
Well, it's already been 7 weeks. It's going to go quick.
You keep saying months like it's months.
Oh, my bad. Ew. Does that sound negative? My bad.
I got two weeks before I'm back in the gym. Two weeks.
Okay.
Maybe.
You can come with me anytime. Now you're regretting that. You're like, never mind.
We'll see.
Never mind. I don't want to do that.
Day by day.
So you're sore, though. The pool, because you probably put so much weight on it that you didn't realize because you were so light.
I didn't realize, but I was told. They said you're putting a lot more weight, but you're only feeling about 50% of it because you're in water. The gravitational pull is different.
Oh.
It's like astronaut technology, right? Or astronaut training.
Wait, sorry. When can you fully put weight on the whole thing? When can you do 100% weight on that leg? How many weeks?
Yeah. Well, they haven't said all that.
Not yet.
No, it's going to be a slow process. I don't know. It really is situational. Everybody's different. I could have a magical recovery and be good in a week. Obviously not.
That's true.
But it all depends on me, my rehab, my ability to withstand pain, and what they think I could do. The steps are taking two crutches down to one.
Yeah.
And then one crutch down to none and seeing how that works.
Speaking of, I know it's time for Am I the Jerk. Just hold your horses, everybody. There's something you haven't heard in a minute.
What's up? Hold them horses.
You told me yesterday, I am going to get down to being only on one crutch, not two, even though I'm not supposed to. Did you ask the physical therapist if you can go to one crutch? And what did they say?
They said no.
Ah, exactly.
They said, well, let's take our time, big guy. Hold on. Just get in the water.
Chill out, DZ. That's what it meant.
Basically. Basically, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you got to get in the water. That's exciting. That's actually a positive.
They said next week. Next week.
Next week.
We'll try it on the land. We'll see what if you can do stairs next week.
Yeah.
We'll see if you can maybe drop it down to one crutch next week. So, good things.
I can just picture you laying there like a little baby. Begging. Like in the water. Like, oh, I feel free again.
No kicks.
Gold chain. Hanging.
I can only walk. No kicks. I can't swim. I can't swim.
Oh,
like
you can't
I can't
tread.
Michael Phelps
can't
it. I can't tread. No, I can't do none of that. I got to be flat surface, you know, never submerged mind. To my tatas or
Listen,
lower.
I went to the pool with your wife and kids before I went on vacation, and that's the way we're going to keep it.
Yeah, that's basically how it's going to stay.
It's way more fun without you. Know
I could chill at the ledge. That's about it.
Oh.
Imagine me with crutches walking through tile when it's already slippery.
You can drink.
What's up?
I mean, you might fall.
So?
There's a bar at the pool.
I got a brace for the bar. We good.
You know what? Say less. You ready for Am I the Jerk?
Let's get it.
Weirdly enough, Am I the Jerk involves a problem at the gym.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but even if you don't go, you may be... It's just... Let's go.
The Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So this one is short and sweet, DZ, but involves telling someone to get off the machine already.
Oh, no. Don't say this is going where I think it's going.
It's going where you think it's going.
Okay.
It's all short and sweet, though. It's like less than a paragraph, this one. It says, Hi, Allie and DZ. Yesterday at the gym, I was on the treadmill, and I noticed a woman on a particular machine. So I kept an eye on her because I wanted to use it.
What machine?
It doesn't say. I know. It. Now I want to know. Well, like, was it weight?
I'm trying to visualize
like,
it.
Yeah.
Was so it the Stairmaster?
I don't know.
What's going on?
So it says, I was on the treadmill for 45 minutes!
Cap.
Exclamation point.
Cap. Nobody does 45 minutes on
no.
the treadmill, but okay.
You're walking it up, too, if you were. Let me tell you. Nobody does that, because that's boring as hell. Unless there's a TV connected.
Okay, we're projecting. We don't do 45 that, minutes on
right.
no treadmill.
We are projecting. In fact, no. If there's no TV connected, I'm out.
I might do 4 to 5 minutes.
It says, I was on the treadmill for 45 minutes, and she was still there,
okay.
camping out as if it was her own personal gym. And who knows how long she had already been there. She literally could have been there for an hour. So I told her, with my perimenopausal self, that means they're in the early 40s.
Okay, okay. I was like, what does that mean?
Sorry that nobody understands that, but older women. So I told her, with my peri, it means premenopausal.
Oh.
So early
oh.
40s.
Why did I say pre?
Never they Because they call it peri. I don't know why. Don't ask. They perimenopausal, whatever.
Word.
I told her, with my perimenopausal self to get off, I wanted to use it. Am I the jerk? Question mark.
Oh, that's rough.
Okay, so first of all, I don't even... What's her name? Her name is...
Perimenopausal
no.
Penny.
No, I'm not doing that to her. No, no, we let the woman live. She's already going through hot flash. Just let the woman live.
Oh, hot flash God. Holly. What? Tell me that's not good.
All right, hot yep. flash Holly. Okay, so Holly told somebody at the gym, and I was thinking about this because a lot of people go to the gym. A lot of people don't go to the gym. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
fair.
But everyone can relate to needing something in a public space and waiting. And I've seen
the get out of my way mentality of
yes.
like, okay, I've been waiting for you for long enough. Excuse me.
I saw this guy one day at the gym. I almost, there was this really hot guy at the gym one day, by the way. And I was eyeing him up. And then I saw him go over and ask a woman to get off a machine. And it irritated me because it wasn't necessary. Like, there were plenty of other machines to use. And I could see her get mad. So she went, and she got off. And I watched this guy camp out on the machine like it was his. And I thought, you asked somebody to get off a machine so you could sit there and screw around
yeah.
for four. And I was like,
sit there on your phone between sets, not get
God.
Up.
I was like, he's not hot anymore. You were hot until
okay.
I
yeah,
saw
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
You
It'd
just
be
got
like
real
that.
Ugly, icky guy.
See, but then you're also in a shared space, so you got to figure out a way to like
Respect.
Work in, rotate. I'm not saying that you can't be on a machine for over an hour because
mm-hmm.
I don't know your circuit. I don't know what you're training. I don't know what you're doing. Maybe you're only
That's
doing
true.
Delts that day.
True.
Sit on a tricep machine for all I care.
Yeah.
But do you mind if I work in with you?
Mm-hmm.
Let me get a set in, right? Because if
yeah.
there's no other option and that's the one sole machine that does that exercise or works that muscle group or whatever,
yeah.
you got to allow people to get up on that with you.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I want to know what happened when she told him to get off.
Like, I know.
What did the girl do? You didn't give me any details, Holly. Like, did she get off? Did she roll her? I'm sure the girl left because it's so awkward when somebody says, can you leave? You can't process. You're not going to go, no.
It would have been a longer right had the person said anything back. The person clearly got up and dipped.
Yeah, I think.
Because otherwise, had the person responded back, there would have been more back and forth.
It is weird, though. I will say this. Have you ever seen the people? See, now I'm being judgmental at the gym, but I don't care. The people that carry backpacks and literally, there are people that mount up at machines
mm-hmm.
like they own them. And I'm like, okay, you can rotate. Come on.
Those are the cats
I'll
that
give
bring
you 30 minutes, but you can keep it moving now.
They bring the 72-ounce water jug and they bring a notepad because they literally live at the gym. Those are the people that are body sculptors,
yeah,
bodybuilders.
Do they work?
That's their job. No, some people make money off of just making themselves as fit as possible.
How do we do that?
Well, so we just got to go to the gym.
No,
more.
I want
to
eat. I'd rather eat.
That
okay,
part.
Anyway.
You know, but all that being said,
yeah.
in this scenario with you, Hot Flash Holly, I do think she's being jerky.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely do.
No,
yeah.
Stop it.
You don't have the common courtesy to ask. You demand somebody to get off. Now you're taking ownership of that machine.
Take a social cue and get off the machine.
I mean, rotate
in. Social skills 101.
They're both jerks.
No.
Yep.
Holly's not the jerk.
Yes,
the other
is.
Girl's a jerk for being on the machine for too long.
I said what I said.
She says she was on the treadmill for 45 minutes and she was still there camping out as if it was her own personal gym. She says who knows how long she had already been there. So then what's the limit, I guess?
Who knows who was waiting for the treadmill,
well,
Holly. Maybe somebody was waiting on you, and you were sitting there for 45 minutes camping.
Oh, now it's
a chain of...
It's a butterfly effect.
The butterfly domino effect. Maybe she was waiting for a different machine,
Thank you, domino
and
effect.
That person didn't get off, so she was on that, you know, abductor machine for an hour. And then you're
what?
On the treadmill for 45. Somebody's on the Stairmaster for 45. And now the next person's doing bicep curls for an hour because they're all waiting on you.
You're not wrong. All right. See, don't bring me around. No, she's not the jerk.
Listen to my words,
Allie. DZ, be quiet. You're not. She's not the jerk. No, she's not.
She caused the domino effect.
Okay, let's see. Somebody. Oh, people are triggered on the text line. Not the jerk. My legs are jelly. I'm hot. It's been 45 minutes. This is my last exercise before I leave. I'm on a schedule. Move. Somebody texted that in.
I'm just being antagonistic. I was going to say, she didn't make you stay on the treadmill for 45 minutes. Oh, you chose that.
Jennifer and Racine, that was her. She said, and yes, I'm triggered.
I know somebody's in the car mad that I kind of convinced them with that last one. No, I just know it.
Oh, my gosh. I love this so much. Dawn texted in and said, not the jerk. Gym hogs are my biggest pet peeves. One time I went to get on the hamstring curl machine, and a girl came from the dumbbell area and had the nerve to tell me she was using it, and she was holding dumbbells.
Oh, she was doing the circuit. Well, then bring the circuit by you, because if you're doing that, you got to be obvious. You can't be across the gym.
Now
I'm triggered. Maybe she's not the jerk.
Now we're all triggered. Oh, see Lord. Here? Unbelievable.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did.
Not easy.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
It's not easy.
Going to the gym every day. Sure isn't,
just
man.
Just life ain't easy Let's be honest, bro. Let's be real.
Oh, man. All right. So, am I the jerk today involves someone who was at the gym waiting for, what, for at least 45 minutes for someone to get off a machine, and
That's what she said.
And
I, was she exaggerating?
I don't know. The girl was already on there, too, on top of all of that.
But she got frustrated enough to go over there and say, hey, get off the machine. It's my turn.
After 45 minutes, she was like, enough already.
I'm calling her a jerk, bro. She didn't ask. She demanded.
You are kidding me right now. Come on. You got to be respectful in public places, man.
And respect goes both ways. Like, it was
get off the machine.
You just made yourself the most disrespectful by saying, hey, move. Get out the way. Yeah, you ain't ludicrous.
Okay, fine. Let's go to the phones. You know what? I am. We haven't heard from her in a minute, but she's one of the fan favorites.
Hey.
Throw your hands in the air.
Destiny.
Gang, crush crew.
Crush crew.
Okay. Are we going to have to fight today? Because I want to know, is she the jerk for telling the girl to get off the machine, Destiny?
Oh, she ain't no jerk, girl. Move.
Really?
Thank you.
Come on.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I don't care about you and your domino effect. You're not playing, you know, dominoes here. We're not playing for fives and tens. Go keep your book somewhere else.
Well, you should.
Nah, man, move.
The domino effect is on our side, DZ. Destiny.
It technically is on y'all's side.
Destiny, we want the domino effect because we're saying that she screws
it up. I know, but he was trying to convince people more. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Girl, just move. If you already been on here 45 minutes, you let me know what machine at the gym is worth 45 minutes.
Well, I mean,
besides the one that you guys know that you guys probably don't get on to.
Is there a hot guy in front of me?
Hallie said, right, what's the motivation?
Unless the view is good from the back.
I'm actually kidding. I look at women more than I look at men at the gym because I look at girls and I go,
girl, I know it!
Bye, Destiny.
Yeah! Bye.
Destiny said not the jerk.
Goodbye. I hung up on her. I'm not switching teams. I'm not a lesbian. I'm trying.
Destiny said, and the master plan is working. We bringing her over to our
she
side.
She said, me and my wife, we did it. No, but seriously, I look at women because I'm actually admiring their muscles and things like that. I'm not looking at the dude's muscles. I'm looking at the girls and going, yeah, girl. You go, girl.
Yeah.
How'd you get those nice biceps, girl?
Dudes do the same thing.
To dudes or women?
Both.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, both.
They're like, yeah, look at those muscles. Like
gym culture is a different culture.
It is.
Yeah, you get the sleaze balls for sure, but you do get the people that are like, oh man, you know, you got a great pump, looking like you're going good today. Mm-hmm. Nice, man. What exercise is that? People big each other up in the gym. The gym community is usually connected.
For sure.
Usually. Well, not in this case, though.
Well, guess who's calling? Dawn from Muskego. Hey, Dawn.
Morning.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, you normally text in while you're working out at the gym.
I just got back, and I heard that on the radio, and I said, I'm calling, and I'm going to keep calling until I get through. Because DZ,
what?
That chick is not the jerk.
Amen.
Oh, come on. Are you serious? You're a gym rat.
You're the jerk, DZ.
Serious. The question wasn't, how did I say it like a jerk? It was I a jerk for asking her to get off? And no, she wasn't, because nobody wants to spend 45 minutes on a treadmill. You want to hit that machine and you want to get out of there.
That's right.
Okay, but now I feel like we got to know what machine it was, and why is there only one of them being used?
It doesn't
It doesn't matter. It's about social skills and in reading the room and paying attention. When you're in a space with other people, I feel like there are just basic rules of manners. Like, okay, I'm not going to take up one community space for a ridiculous amount of time
for
because
there's
so many other spaces I could be taking up as well.
Well, and people are courteous and will normally let you take however amount of time just because they're like, oh, who knows what she's doing.
I don't want to have to ask.
But it isn't that not the respectful, courteous thing, too, then? Rather than saying, hey, you've been here long enough, go. Are you, the gym police?
Yes, because she's tired of the girl not reading the room, getting off the damn machine.
Yes. And by the way,
Dawn, what do these people do? Do they work? What do they do?
45 minutes on one machine.
God, I look at people. There are some people at the gym
all day.
And because if I go at 11, they're there. If I go at 3, if I go at 9, I'm like,
and you know
do
they
you
haven't
work?
Left.
Like, what do you do? Like, I don't know. What?
I work from home and I get there and I get home and I log in. And sometimes if I go midday and I'm like, you can't tell me all these people are working from home.
Because they were there in the morning when she saw them.
That's right.
They got to be retirees. And if you retired early, good for you.
They're not.
Saying not the jerk, though, back to back for straight walking up and being bold. And rather than saying, hey, you mind getting up off the machine? You mind letting me work in? You mind this? You told them? You told them, get off my lawn?
Pretty much.
Get off of my machine.
All right, Dawn, we love you. Thanks for calling.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
See you at the gym. Last but not least, because we have two. Nobody's going with you, DZ. Nobody.
Y'all are crazy.
In fact, you're triggering people today with your attitude.
Triggy, what you trying to do about it?
Julian is in Milwaukee.
Good morning.
Hey. It's been a minute. Welcome back. You got your own theme song from Colin 5 days in a row, Julian. What's going on?
I know. It's been a while. It's harder now because I took a different job position, so I don't have the free time.
I thought you were going to say, read the room. I can't get in because people are clogging the lines letting other people call.
That too. You know what I'm saying?
There's like 2-3 people getting theme songs a week now. So it's a lot harder.
Shots fired.
The regulars? Hold on, Julian.
No, you're right.
You fought to get in, and now you're mad at the other people fighting to get in. Chill out.
That is true.
He's
trying to say, get off my theme song. He's trying to say, get off my gym machine. He's trying to be selfish.
Are you going to go with DZ and actually say this girl's a jerk for telling somebody to get off a machine after 45 minutes?
Come on, Jay.
Not the jerk.
Thank you.
You're not the jerk.
Amen.
Just so you look at. There's something called gym etiquette, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When people go to the gym, we have an agenda. We have a time limit. We know what we're going to do.
90% of us. There's 10% that walk around aimlessly, but that's okay.
Because it's their first time there.
That's fine. And where nobody's judging.
No. But you realize, right? Like, you give them courtesy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, now day and age, you're reading the room. You know what machine you want next. So if I see you sitting there just taking selfies, playing on your phone, and you're not really listening.
Now we're pushing it. Now, Julian, now I'm offended.
Well, think about it.
No.
I can't take selfies.
Think about it. If you're there to do a workout, I can finish a set.
Fair.
And you check your phone for like 2 seconds. But the people that just
sit there
and on watching TikTok videos or whatever, it's like, no, like, hey, how many more sets do you have to do?
Exactly. If you're taking 5 minutes, thank you, Julian.
Fine.
But if you're just sitting there and you're not really doing anything, I'm going to ask you, hey, can I get on this?
Can I get on there?
Are you done?
It's not like the girl wasn't doing anything. The problem is she was on it for too long.
And why'd she even wait 45 minutes to begin with? I see the machine I want. If I notice somebody's doing like a superset on something, I'm going to walk up and be like, hey, you mind if I rotate in once you're done? Because that gives them the cue of, hey, don't sit here all day. Don't sit here all day.
But it's not for advice, DZ. It isn't advice. You the jerk?
And I tried to help y'all, but y'all don't see it.
Kim wrote in.
She is the way you ask. That's like, you're asking but telling at the same time.
Kind of. Yeah. That's true. Well, Kim texted in. She's the only one that agreed with you, DZ. She said, I feel like Holly is the jerk. She could have done other machines while waiting. What gives her the right to demand someone else get off a machine because she wants it? How does she
Kim
know that girl didn't get there 2 minutes before Holly? I agree with DZ. Okay, so let's say she got there 2 minutes before. Now she's on 47 minutes on this machine and she time's up, honey.
Time is up. Kim
to
gets
be honest,
it.
I don't know anybody that spends 45 minutes on the machine unless they're doing cardio.
And that's projection.
No. I'm not going with it.
Well, because we get too bored with ADHD and all the, we need to move around now. That's the, these people on these machines for that long, I'm like, how are you not bored?
Well, we see these TikTokers doing exercises and we think all these exercises are 10 seconds long. They're not.
No, they're not.
No, but if you're spending 45 minutes on a machine, you're pretty much taking your time. You're slacking there.
Yeah, you're slacking. I agree.
In all caps.
Do your sets and get out.
Do your sets, yeah. 3 to 4 sets max, that doesn't take you 45 minutes.
Thank you, Julian. No. Julian,
appreciate
thanks
you,
for being on the right side, my side. Have a great day.
Good to hear from you guys.
Same, bro. Bye. Call back again.
Bye. I love it when they say, great to hear from you, but they called us.
I'm like, and he's the one that's been gone. We've been here.
I know.
He said, good to hear from you, bro. You don't want to had to call. You don't want to had to come back.
Good to hear from you, Julian.
She goofball.
In all caps, I need to read this text. Someone tell DZ I agree.
We got another one?
another comment for you. See, Christine in Milwaukee, jerk. Everything you can do on the machines, you can do with free weights. Just simulate it instead of being bothered. Okay.
That's true.
Christine, you got to know your way around the gym, though, to know those things. You got to understand how to do... It's like how when I was doing yard work, for example, and I had these bags of mulch. I told my trainer, I didn't go to the gym that day, but I carried the mulch and walked like I was doing squats.
There you go.
Across the yard.
You modified the work to work out.
It's the same thing I do at the gym. Yep. These are the weights. The mulch bags are the weights and I'm squatting.
And did it feel any different?
No.
Yeah.
But you don't realize you do all these things in real life, you know?
And when you're dependent and relied on machines, yeah, that's a little hard to say, well, I don't know how to do hip thrust at home, or I don't know how to do hip thrust with just weight.
People don't know.
Maybe you need the machine, right?
Mm-hmm. It took me years to understand the correlation. Oh, well.
I can't believe y'all swept this out with Not the Jerk for making her move.
Woo!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow.
Sorry, DZ. I mean, at least people are finally texting in that they agree with you.
They only feel bad about me. Out of pity. It's pity. We know what it is.
Wow. Okay, we're a little late, but it's normal for us.
What are you talking about? I don't even know what time it is.
It's 7:55.
Why'd you have to say the time?
Sorry. You ready to give away these tickets to see Neo? It is second row today. Second row.
Ooh.
Remember this one? Neo's got so many good songs. All right, we're going to go with caller 22. because it's second row today.
I like that.
Wait, is that hot?
Yeah, it's sexier than you think. Okay. It doesn't sound sexy, but it feels sexy.
103.7 Kiss FM. That was Neo because of you. And Neo's coming to the Wisconsin State Fair August 2nd. How many? We're like a couple weeks out. It's already July 17th, dude.
I'd say we're more than days. We're more days than weeks away from seeing Neo live, bro. And it's going to be lit.
Oh, and we just got an email as a clarification from the Am I the Jerk person.
Oh, did we?
They were listening and wrote in. So hold on. We'll read that in a second. Okay. They want to give more details on the story.
Live update.
Fantastic news. Okay, but first we have to go to the phones. Abby is calling from Delavan. Well, hi, Abby.
Hi.
Morning. What's the word in Delavan? Yeah. What's the move right now?
Aren't you out there by like East Troy, Maguanago?
Basically.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Also, it's boring out there.
Not much.
Yeah, but they got lakes. In the summer, they have lakes in Delavan, and that's when everybody goes.
You on the lake right now?
No, I wish I was.
Yeah, so she's bored.
She's like, I'm one of the inlanders.
She said, not much. Oh, man.
Oh, well, have you ever sat in the second row for a concert?
No, I have not.
Oh, so this sounds like something you'd want to do then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited.
She said, I want to get sweated on.
You are, girl. You're going to be so close. People are going to think you were hanging out with Neo when you post the pictures. They're going to be like, damn.
Is that backstage?
He's going to be looking you right in the eye in your camera.
For real?
That close.
Oh, Neo Maker, you're going to get eye contact. That's how close you are.
Neo has a ton of his own songs, but he also has produced and been on so many other songs like Pitbull, Time of Your Life. Like, it's going to be a good show.
As a singer, songwriter, producer, this man is just a legend. Mm-hmm. Aside from being Neo.
Yes, absolutely. Well, hey, we're so happy you won. Somebody will be in touch, Abby. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
There you go. Delavan. Look at that. It's in the summer, DZ.
Delavan in the house.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back because you're struggling, aren't you? And then I'll read this email that we just got, the Am I the Jerk update.
See, but now I'm struggling less because we got an update. Can't you just tease it like a little bit? What's the first line? And then we'll take a break.
It says, okay, so the subject says Jim Jerk Clarification.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then it says, hey, it's Holly. I just want to clarify that it was... I'll tell you next.
Oh, you son of a...
DZ, you know how many people I met at Benson Boone at Summerfest? It was their first concert. It was so cute. All these kids.
Was Benson Boone a first for a lot of these? I mean, it makes sense. It does make
sense. I can't tell you how... I got goosebumps. How many listeners and their parents came up, and the parents would say, it's their first concert. You know, it was an 11, 12-year-old, maybe even 9. I mean, you had some young... My friend... I saw friends
there.
They're
in their coolest concert clothes, too. I remember those times.
And Benson Boone's perfect. He does flips.
Yep.
He's age-appropriate.
Yep.
You know, he's not cussing.
You know, child friendly.
Sure. That's a nice way to say
it. You don't want to say PG, but you know, PG-13.
He's not PG because he's, but you know. Yeah. So, DZ, before we played those two songs, sorry, it was two, not one, but we had to adjust.
Literally had to adjust my knee after surgery.
Some of us have to go to the bathroom once in a while. We got an update about Am I the Jerk? And she sent it, obviously, after listening, and she said, hey, it's Holly, because the Am I the Jerk, if you missed it, because people might have just tuned in. Mm-hmm. They don't even know what happened.
No clue.
The Am I the Jerk was...
Well, Am I the Jerk for telling somebody to get off of the machine at the gym?
Because they were on it for 45 minutes. And they were all arguing about, well, what machine was it and how long were they there?
It's important.
Blah, blah, blah. So it ended up being not the jerk because who takes up that much space in a social, community.
In a community space,
So this is what she wrote. She said, 7:59 she sent this after Am I the Jerk.
ASAP.
She said, hey, it's Holly. LOL. I just want to clarify that it was not a cardio machine.
Okay. Because people could be on cardio machines for a while.
100%. She said, it was the arms pull thing machine. Ain't no reason to be on a targeted area that long. Not to mention, she was like 25 with skinny arms. I'm 48 with flabby arms. I'm the one who needed it! Exclamation point.
Get off my machine, young and thin.
You should have gone over and been like, the machine's not working. Can I get on?
Yeah, so she was on the arm extension. She had to have been.
Yeah, which is not a 45-minute machine.
It's not.
Give me a break. Unless you're doing like seven, you can do a bunch of different things.
If you're if you're going from top to bottom to middle, side, if you're doing all the play, you could do a full body exercise if you're doing a full body exercise.
True. True. But then you're on a machine that other people need
right.
for way too long.
That you could probably use other weights, other yeah. machines to get the same exercise well, done.
She wanted to clarify it wasn't cardio. It was a weight machine. So nobody needs to be on a weight machine that long.
That does change it period. For me. I got to be honest. That does change it for
period.
Me.
Period. Mm-hmm. We don't like her anymore. You know what? I'm stick. It's just say it, DZ. Say not the jerk. Come on. Come on. Say it.
You're right. She's not the jerk.
Yes. Woo, we
you gotta go. Nobody does triceps for 45 minutes.
Nobody.
It's impossible.
Where are the muscles? 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias.
We made it to Thursday. Your fourth day back in the studio, DZ. You're
Four
doing
days
great.
In a row.
You're doing great.
Today
proud of you.
Is the worst day.
Yeah,
for
you had,
sure.
You had the water PT
but
last
that's,
night.
That's why. It's not like being back has been. It's because of mm-hmm. all the extracurriculars of my physical therapy in the water.
Right, right.
But
well,
I'm okay.
You're okay. You're
I'm
doing
okay.
good. And you just looked at me and asked, if I could guess the number one movie, is that what they came out with, the list of top movies?
The New York Times dropped the top 100 movies of all time.
The Times did? I thought you said Post. Not that I care where it came from.
But it matters.
But it matters to some people. Not that I give a damn. The Post.
The Times. Not the Post.
Thank you, because the Post
Times.
Is really messy. That's why I wanted to know. But the Times.
Times is more serious.
It's more credible, yeah. So that's why I was curious what the list, where it came from. Okay, so it's the top 100 movies of all time.
Yeah, the top 100 movies of the 21st century. And it was compiled from votes of more than 500 filmmakers, actors, songwriters, critics, and people of the global cinema spectrum. So this is people that know movies. This is people that watch movies. This is people that love movies.
Yeah, I mean, I love movies, but what would be your number one? Like, what would you expect? Because I'm expecting it's going to be some kind of huge blockbuster like Avatar or something. Like, that's where my mind goes if you're going to put
the
it at the
giant
top.
Of giants.
Or
because we can't think favorite. It's,
no.
Your favorite is probably not going to be the number one movie, but like, you wish.
What was, like, the biggest movie? I mean, I don't.
For a minute, I was like, of the 21st century? Well, maybe, like, Oppenheimer? That was a huge movie.
Yeah.
But then I got to thinking, I was like,
see
well,
that, though.
Barbie movie kind of watched it because it was Barbieheimer summer that whole time.
Okay, tell me what number 100 is first.
You want to know what number 100? What do you think the least of the best 21st century
well,
movies is?
I mean, even if you had 100 movies, number 100 would still be good.
It's got to be good.
Because there's so many movies, 100... Let's go with at 100. I mean, 100 could be any.
It could be anything.
It could be like Indiana Jones. It could be Superman. There's a new Superman out.
You're close.
Really? Superman?
Yeah. No, it's super bad.
I'm dead.
The 100 movie, number 100 is super bad.
It's not number one?
It's not.
This list is garbage. That's it. Number one. It's not
Thank
number.
You.
Well, I got to hear what number one is. Okay, so what if I shout out random numbers and then you tell me. Like,
I love this idea.
Okay, what's number? So 100 is super bad.
I'll tell you what. 100 is super bad. Number 96 is Black Panther.
Oh, come on. Black Panther should have been higher.
It should have been way higher.
That's stupid.
But so super bad.
Okay, fine. So then what's number 20?
Number 20.
On the top movies of all time, according.
Good pull. The Wolf of Wall Street is number 20 of the 21st century, which is, I
that's
think
a
that's
a great movie.
That's a pretty good placement. It's
be,
a good movie.
Leo did very well. And it's a true story.
True story.
Which is phenomenal.
Wolf is a real person.
Yeah, it's a person. So, okay, number 20 is Wolf of Wall Street with Leo. Okay.
And I think that's rightful. 20 seems okay for
I'm
that.
I'm okay with that.
I'm good with that.
What about number 25? Now, because I'm getting a gauge on where they're putting things. What's 25 then? And then I'll go down.
Phantom Thread.
What's Phantom Thread?
Exactly. Move
Never
on.
Never mind. What's number 17 of the top movies of all time? What's number 17?
BBM.
BBM?
Brokeback Mountain.
We were just talking about that the other day with some of my gay friends.
It was
very, very appropriate at the time.
Different
yeah.
friends group.
But that was yeah. movie. That was a turning. A lot of people were not prepared for that.
No.
Because they can't
hit. Wasn't Heath Ledger in that movie?
Yes, and we saw Jake Gyllenhaal.
And Heath Ledger.
They kissed.
Yeah,
they made love.
Yeah.
They were in love
it
in
was
that
a groundbreaking.
Movie. It was groundbreaking to see more gay characters in. Stop it.
What? The movie's called Brokeback Mountain. I'm talking about the movie.
So it was different. You're
number
so
17.
Number 17. Okay, what's 14?
Number 14. Look, got to do the number countdown.
I'm randomly picking numbers of the top movies of all time.
Ah, Inglourious Bastards.
Wait, who was in that? I don't even remember.
Clooney, Pitt.
Oh,
There was like the wartime type movie. It was like Ocean's 11, but with Nazis. It was weird.
What about like Top Gun?
Ooh.
I know you have a full list to look at. You know what? You don't have to find it. I'll just keep giving you numbers.
Give me the number. What's the next number?
Okay, so we know 100. This is the top 100 movies of all time. You can text or call 414-533-1037.
Top Gun's not on the list.
Top Gun's not on there?
Top Gun is not on the list. Not 100.
Carl and Indy said, what about Shrek?
Shrek, ooh, good pull.
That's a good, and you know what Hudson just told me? I wish Hudson was in here. My 11-year-old said they're coming out with a Shrek 5. Have you heard it? They are.
It's confirmed.
He asked me if I was into it, and I said, I guess.
Yeah, no, I'm in, and if you're not in, I'll take them.
Fine, no, I'll go. I'm into Shrek.
Shrek is not on the list either.
Somebody said The Dark Knight. Is that on there?
Dark Knight. Oh, that's got to be
Bella
on this list.
Bella and Kenosha texted that in.
You'd think.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Somebody texted in the Twilight movies. I thought about that, but I didn't think they'd make it.
That's a whole saga, whole trilogy, and still not on this list.
No.
Ooh, correction. Dark Knight is number 28 on the all-time movie list. The Dark Knight. It is on this list.
All right. Well, let's go to the phones because I'm not afraid. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi. What's your name?
Allie, it's Monica.
Monica,
it's not about the pasta.
It's not about the pasta.
It's never been about the pasta.
And if you know, you know, we love Vanderpump Rules. And so Monica
if there was a Vanderpump Rules, it would be top 25 movie.
You know what? You're right, actually. It's a phenomenal show. It's a fun, and I'm sad it's over. Anyway, what's your guess?
Okay, so I'm like thrown off because Superbad is 100.
Right.
We've got Inglourious Bastards at 17.
Right.
No, Brokeback Mountain at 17. Brokeback Mountain.
Inglourious Bastards was 25.
Correct.
25. These are such different genres. This is a very difficult list.
I know.
Like not predictable.
Can I tell you what number five is?
Yeah, because somebody said, can you at least say what's number five? We'll do the top five for sure, but what's five?
Sure.
Number five is Moonlight.
Moonlight.
Oh, yeah, remember the movie Moonlight?
That was Cher.
With Cher?
Cher, yeah. No, that's Moonstruck.
No, Moonlight. I think different movie.
Moonlight was the true story about, hold on.
Growing up in Miami trying to make it.
I don't know anything about this.
It's kind of like a black Brokeback Mountain, I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, it is.
It's a black Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, it's a romance. Yeah.
It's got Mahershala Ali.
From 2016. Oh.
Damn. Okay, got it.
No, we don't. We have never seen it, but we're pretending.
You ain't seen it?
No.
Moonlight was decent.
Okay, nice.
Wait,
okay.
Allie, just keep going. Yes. Oh, cinematic genius.
Yes. It's not cinematic about the genius. Wait, okay, so what's number four then?
So, okay, wait. Oh, wait. Before we give all these away,
yes,
okay,
Monica.
I'm not a Star Wars fan, but people love Star Wars. Are they in there anywhere?
That's a good question.
Can I tell you something? Star Wars ain't even top five.
Really?
Not even close.
Okay, so you know we have to separate. We have to stop thinking it's the moneymakers.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not the moneymakers.
It's like the critically acclaimed ones,
Exactly.
Like Brokeback Mountain and Moonlight. Yeah.
Monica's saying, and if you remember, it says it's compiled from votes from over 500 filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, critics.
Yeah.
It's not me and you. It's the people that literally sit there and comb through these.
It's not about the money.
It's not about the pasta.
Wait, Angel and Racine texted in and said, what about Avatar? We already brought up Avatar, but I don't think it was on there. You said it didn't make the list, right?
No, somebody said Avatar.
I did. I asked you about Avatar. You might not have seen it because there's 100 of these. So DZ's scanning it as we're like doing this.
Okay, I've got a good one. Where does Titanic fall?
Somebody asked about that on the text. Good call, Monica. They said Titanic and The Notebook were the two they asked about on the text.
I'll tell you right now.
Those are like
phenomenal.
Big.
Titanic is not looking like it's on this list. Yep.
Okay, I'm fine with that. What
Titanic
else?
Is not looking like it's on this
what
list.
What about The Notebook? Is The Notebook on that list?
I'm reading for The Notebook. I'm scanning actively. The Notebook does not seem like it is on this list. I'll tell you right now, Black Swan, a movie that a lot of people loved. Black Swan is number 81 on the list, if that helps.
Get the hell out of here.
That was freaky deaky.
Black Swan was 81. WALL-E is 34.
Huh, like the animated
WALL-E. You know what? I have a good one.
The robot.
What about Forrest Gump?
Oh, good one, Monica.
Ooh,
one. The Notebook wasn't on there.
Forrest Gump got to be on
it's
here.
It's got to be on
there. It's the 21st century,
Yes, in the 1900s, right?
Isn't it? Oh,
I mean, that's
20th.
Historical. Like,
I don't know.
He grows up. Come on.
I'm not seeing it. Brett, Borat's on here.
Somebody asked about Borat.
Borat is number 53.
Somebody wrote in. Oh, somebody said Toy Story's a good guess. The top 100 movies of all time. We're not even guessing things on the list.
I'm not looking to burst this bubble. Y'all aren't even close to the top five.
All right, Monica, I gotta go.
Oh my gosh.
We gotta go. All right, thanks for calling,
Monica. You guys,
Yeah.
Time out. We have to mention Bastille Days. I'm headed down to set up with a friend.
Fantastic.
You gonna be there?
We've
got that going on this weekend.
Monica, guess what? I'm going to Bastille Days tonight too, girl. You know,
Oh my gosh.
See you at Bastille Days.
I will try to locate you.
You'll find me.
I'm happily setting up for a friend who's got a local business, and I'm supporting her Happy Buddha Boutique in Tulsa.
Okay, Monica, we love you, but it's not time for shout outs. It's not about the pasta.
Okay,
we'll see you later, Monica.
I gotta go.
Love you, bye.
Yeah, you do gotta go. Bye.
Bye. She's so cute. She's like, let me get this shout out in for my friend's business real quick. I am going to hit up Bastille Days and the Aaron Water shows this weekend as well. So enough about that, though.
We got birthdays this weekend, so we busy.
I got a birthday party.
We got a 4-year old this week, dog.
I didn't know who was invited, so that's another topic.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, somebody says on the text line right now, Dirty Dancing. Well, these are the top 100 movies of all time. They came out with this list, the New York Times, and so we're going through the list, and DZ says we're not even close, so I'm just going to...
Dirty Dancing's not on the list.
Okay, I hate this list so much. What was number 10?
Number 10.
We're going to start working our way down now.
The Social Network. The movie about Facebook.
Facebook, yep. Yeah, with Justin Timberlake. And we've all seen that, but because actually...
A lot of people have.
But it came out a long time ago, so my kids wouldn't know what it is.
What, like 2012, 2013? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a minute ago. Might be wrong.
Hudson was born in 2013.
Yeah, he ain't seen that. Social Network is number 10.
What's number 9?
Number 9, Spirited Away. I don't actually know what that movie is
Never heard of it. Is Inside Out or Frozen on this list anywhere? Somebody asked on the text line, 414-533-1037. Everyone's trying to guess.
Frozen nor Inside Out appear to have made the list. The most famous cartoon that I say is on here is probably WALL-E.
Okay, everyone's saying Titanic wouldn't be on there because it's the 1900s.
And it's the 20th century.
And Titanic, Notebook, Avatar, all made in the 90s. This
Shawshank.
Is all 2000. So this is 2000 plus.
Yep.
Okay, well then I screwed up in the beginning. Superbad was after two. I don't know why Superbad seems so old.
Superbad is like 2012, bro.
I don't know why it seems so much older.
Because it is.
It just seems
but
old.
But it's 21st century.
Yeah, fair enough. Somebody had, I'm reading all of these. What's number 8?
Number 8 is Get Out.
Okay. What's number 7?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
That was a huge one that people loved. It like won all the Oscars that year.
Never seen it still.
It had, oh my gosh.
I couldn't even tell you what it's about. I remember the name, but I couldn't tell you what it is because I've never watched it.
I don't know why I want to give the wrong people on this one. Yes. Here we go. Oh, Jim Carrey. There, that's who it was. It was Jim Carrey.
Bet.
And yeah, I never saw it either, but I remember
Jim Carrey's a legend. Anything he touches
and
is
Kate
gold.
Winslet, those were the two.
Oh man, those are both big names.
He undergoes a procedure to erase memories. She undergoes a procedure to erase memories of her former boyfriend from her mind. Ooh, I got goosebumps.
It's like a reverse 51st Dates.
Yeah.
With a funnier guy.
Yeah. Okay, what number was Eternal?
7. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind was number 7.
Okay, what's 6?
No Country for Old Men.
5. Moving on.
Moonlight.
Oh, yeah. 4. Yeah.
4 is In the Mood for Love. Now we're into the top 5. Number 4 after Moonlight was In the Mood for Love.
Huh?
What is that? Never seen that movie? Never heard of that movie?
Never even heard of it.
Thank you.
Never even heard of it.
Same thing with number 3. I've heard of it. There Will Be Blood.
Never heard of it. 3.
There Will Be Blood.
Okay, how are the top 5 movies of all time movies I've never even heard of?
You're going to be mad at number 2.
Just spit it out.
Mulholland Drive?
Oh, I actually know what that is.
What's Mulholland Drive?
I've seen it, but I sure as hell wouldn't have put it at 2nd.
You've seen Mulholland Drive? Is it a scary movie?
No,
what is it?
No, it's not scary at all. It's from 2001. It has, who was in this? That's how long ago I saw it. Naomi Watts. I mean, Naomi Watts isn't even relevant anymore.
Naomi Watts is in there, huh?
Yeah. Justin Theroux, Billy Ray Cyrus. There's a bunch of people in it.
What's Mulholland Drive about?
It's about this woman who I guess has amnesia after a car accident.
What's up with all these 51st date type movies?
She wanders the streets in LA before taking refuge in an apartment. and that's when she gets discovered by Naomi Watts. I'm literally reading the description online because it's been that long since I've seen it. Small memory of that one.
Okay.
So we're talking about the top 100 movies of all time. What number was that again?
That was number 2.
Give me a break.
Number 1's going to trigger y'all.
Somebody already texted in number 1. I'm convinced it's because they looked it up.
Think so, maybe. You ready?
Did we say Superman? No, I don't even think Superman was on it.
No, Superman is that just came out.
Was Twilight on it?
Twilight's. No. I think Twilight's somewhere on here. Oh. I don't know. No, actually, nope. Sorry. Spotlight, not Twilight.
Not happening. I saw Spotlight.
Wasn't
Spotlight the movie about the priests uncovering all of the abuse in the church? It's a true story.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a true story from the Boston Globe. Is that the right movie, you guys? I hope that... What's it called? Spotlight?
You lost me.
No, it's a very true story. Michael Keaton. Yes, it's a biography, and I don't want to mess anything up, but I'm pretty... Yeah, the Boston Globe, their Spotlight team, did investigative journalism, and they broke the child sex abuse case with the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Boston. So they had... So it became
a
movie.
A true story. Yeah,
so they broke
all
the abuse that was going on. I got goosebumps again.
Oh, yeah.
So Spotlight, phenomenal. Like, yeah, I mean, it's one of those movies that should have been made, obviously.
But the number one movie of the 21st century, according to 500 plus filmmakers, screenwriters, and actors, whatever.
Harry Potter. Dang it.
Any more guesses?
I'm just reading the text. So somebody said.
It ain't Parent Trap.
Castaway. I don't think Castaway in the
90s. Wilson. Nope.
Avatar wasn't on there. I'm just reading. I'm scrolling.
Which I was surprised about. Avatar should have definitely
been
on
this
list. Ooh, great pull. Wrong.
Dang it. The Queen movie, somebody said.
The Queen movie.
I don't even. Was it called Bohemian Rhapsody? The movie about Queen. It was called Bohemian Rhapsody, wasn't it? Somebody wrote that. They said The Hangover.
Great. Great pulls. Nope.
Okay, fine. Number one. Hold on. Let me get the drum roll.
Oh, we got to do this right?
We worked all the way up here to the top 100 movies of all time according to this list, and we don't like it. But what's number one so I can fight somebody?
The number one movie.
Yeah.
Of the 21st century. According to New York Times, is the 2019 thriller Parasite.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. You heard me.
Did you see it?
I did.
And?
The little scary movie
is
of like the dude living
in the... Is it the best movie
you've
ever seen in your life?
It was a really good movie.
Okay.
Positive. It's almost like a It was funny for being a thriller.
It's funny?
I thought there were some humor points within the movie. Like, it's dark humor, though, where you kind of got to be there mentally.
Right.
But Parasite. And I remember it was a huge film. Huge.
And horror.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible.
Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a thriller. It's not like you're gonna. It's not like a slasher.
It's like Jurassic Park scary.
Spoiler alert, somebody's living in the house and nobody knows it. Scary
parasite.
Thriller. Parasite.
Ah.
There's a parasite living inside of you. Ugh.
Well, you know what? I'm upset.
Who would have guessed?
Why was Superbad not? They should be flipped.
Really?
I'm kidding. No, Superbad shouldn't have been number one, but it shouldn't have been 100 either.
Definitely not 100.
Rude.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.